Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
This message, I never saw anything like it. Look at all these letters.
And so many of them are asking about Wigsby. Yeah, they're all so worried.
Well, that's because, as you remember, yesterday we found out that Wigsby, the elf who puts hair on all the dolls, was sick with a strange fever.
And all the dolls are coming out without hair. Gosh, if Wigsby doesn't get well, the children may be getting bald-headed dolls. Imagine a bald Barbie.
It boggles the brain. Ah, but there's good news tonight, Miss Message. Dr. Deedley was called in, and he has diagnosed Wigsby's fever as only a mild euphoria. Nothing to worry about.
Good.
Take two peppermints, get some rest, and Wigsby will be back on the job.
Well, that's a relief. With Wigsby back on the job, everything will be okay again. And now, Mr. Postmaster, we'd better have a look at all of today's letters.
And we've got a stack of them, this message. Look, we finally got to Melody Collier's letter. And Melody writes, she says she wrote on November the 24th, too. Gosh, Melody, I don't know what took so long.
It's the 9th.
Okay, it's a long way back. What does she say?
She says she wants a beanbag, a Raggedy Ann and Andy talking alarm clock, and the game Perfection, and the game Breaking Point, and a doll baby coach, and winter clothes for my doll baby.
Uh-huh. From Melody Collier. You're right, it is the 29th of November, now that I look, because here's another one that came in on the same day, and this is to Santa from Mary Lou Rogers, and Mary Lou just very simply lists the things she'd like Santa to consider for her. Green machine, Jaws, ants in the pants, tender love, sleepover dolly? And what is that? Tiffany Taylor?
Right.
And Cher. Mary Lou likes dolls. I can see that. Mary Lou Rogers. Here's a nice red one for you, Miss Message.
And that's from Edwin Twyman, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Edwin says...
I think it's
says,
Edwin III, by the way.
Right. And Edwin Twyman III says, I'm 3.5 years old, and I've met a good little boy this year. For Christmas, I would like a big trailer truck, a fire truck, a Super Touch basketball set... guitar, and a tricycle. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you, Edwin.
Well, Edwin Twyman, Santa's Happy New Year comes just as soon as he finishes his trip around the world, visiting all the homes of the children.
I'll bet he's tired, too.
He has to take off about 3 months. Stanley Fields writes, Dear Santa, I'm 6 years old, and I'm writing to ask you, will you... believe I'm trying to be a good little boy. Well, sure, Santa believes that. And Stanley goes on to say, Santa, I would like the following, a dog or a cat, but mostly a telescope, because I love to study the stars. Now I'll leave you milk and cookies and hay for your reindeer. And a P.S., my brother, Ookie Field, helped me. Signed, Stanley Fields.
And let's see, here's a letter from Scott and Jason Davis, and... let's see, the letter reads, Dear Santa, my name is Scott Davis, and I live at Spicer's Mill Farm. I'm in the first grade, and I've been a good boy this year. Santa, please bring me a numbers-up game, a driving game, and a green machine, an engine, track, and some cars for my electric train. Santa, would you please bring my brother Jason, who is 2 years old, a car, wagon, and some clothes? Santa, I will leave you some cookies and milk. And I will leave some apples for the reindeers. Love, Scott and Jason.
Now, the Davises are thinking about the reindeer as well as everyone else. Here's a nice letter from Billy Lobdell, who writes, Dear Santa Claus, and this is a beautiful pink stationery
yes.
with some lovely flowers growing up the side. Billy says, my mother's writing this for me because I'm only in the kindergarten class at Unionville. Billy, I know they teach writing in the kindergarten class. Santa will expect a nice written letter from you next time. He says, I would like very much to have a train, the $6 Million Man, and any other toys you think I might like. And be sure to remember all the other little boys and girls, and I'll have Mommy leave you a snack. Merry Christmas, Santa, from Billy Lobdell. I got to put my glasses on so I can read all this beautiful writing.
And here's a letter from Kevin Hahn. And Kevin says, Dear Santa Claus, I'm 4 years old. Please bring me a blackboard, guns. What are you doing with guns, Kevin?
About four.
A pool table, $6 million man, a sit and spin. And please put something in my stocking. I've been a good boy. Love, Kevin.
Kevin Hahn, you are going to be busy on Christmas morning. Did you know that Roger Dobbins has written? I was wondering where Roger's letter was. Roger says, Dear Santa Claus, I'd like the Sonny Pruitt bass, and a Batmobile, and a moving-on tractor and trailer, and a football helmet and a football, and anything else that you want to bring me. And I'll leave you a big surprise on the table. Well, Roger Dobbins, I bet you Santa Claus is going to be surprised by that big surprise.
Look at this letter,
goodness,
Mr. Postmaster.
Goodness, it's all red and green.
Right. And
you're
going to
read the green side and I'll read the red side?
It's from Gail Brockman in Radiant, Virginia.
Yes.
And she says, Dear Santa, have you had a good year? We hope so. Do you have much snow up there at the North Pole? We would like to have more to play in here and to build snowmen.
Yeah.
My younger brother, John Robert, is too young to ask you for something special, so you can bring him whatever you think an 18-year-old month...
18-month-old
baby would enjoy.
An 18-year-old baby would know what he would enjoy.
Right.
Okay.
I want a big wheel and an Evel Knievel stunt cycle. We will leave you some cookies in the kitchen. Merry Christmas, Gail Brockman.
That is a really colorful letter, Gail. I've got a 2-page letter here from Jennifer and Karen Smith. Dear Santa, I want a Baby Says So, a notebook, an alarm clock, and a tic-tac-toe game. Please bring me a ballerina Barbie and a slinky. And Carolyn would like a doll baby. Thank you. Love, Jennifer and Carolyn Smith.
Here's a letter from Philip Hager, and Philip says, Dear Santa, I'm 5 years old, and for Christmas, I would like Steve Austin and Maskatron, and my brother Daniel is 8, and he would like for you to bring him some toys, too. Love, Philip Hager.
I bet you Santa had almost forgotten that Philip and Daniel had gotten to be as old as they had. Well, here's one more letter, and this is to Santa Claus, and there's a picture of Santa on the outside, and it's all written in green on the outside and plain Golong writing on the inside, and this is from Philip Ray Mahanes. Dear Santa Claus, I've tried to be a good boy. Thank you for my toys and clothes last year. I would like a record player with records, a Showdown Sam with target gun game, and a Mr. Mouth game, also some clothes. Please don't forget all the other boys and girls. I'll leave you some cake and hot chocolate and also some food for your reindeer. Merry Christmas, Philip Ray Mahanes. And that does it, Miss Message. We're all through for the week, all caught up with the letters, I'm happy to say. So I'll just stuff them on into Sam's mail bag, get them all in there, and then it is...
on to Santa Claus. And by the way, if you haven't written your letter to Santa Claus yet, better do it, because time's a-wasting.
It sure is, and there's my timing thing. Listen to that weird one.
Sort of pretty, too.
Yeah. Well, as time runs out here in the old post office of the air, I'll carry that sound in my mind all weekend, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. Have a nice weekend.
I'll see you Monday.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.